Trump, Mount Rushmore, COVID, and the KKK. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Hosapa is the traditional name the Lakota people give the sacred center of their universe. The region is also known as the Black Hills in South Dakota, home to Mount Rushmore, itself named after a gold rush lawyer and speculator. The Mount Rushmore Monument features the sculpted heads of four U.S. presidents, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt, blasted out of the ancient granite between 1927 and 1941 by 400 workers, directed by the sculptor Lutzon Borglum. Earlier, he was recruited by the Daughters of the Confederacy to carve the huge stone mountain memorial to Confederate leaders in Georgia. While he left that project in a dispute, Stone Mountain allowed Borglum to hone his mountain carving skills, enabling the Rushmore Monument. Borglum was close to the Ku Klux Klan and was likely a member. On Friday, July 3rd, kicking off this weekend's Independence Day holiday, President Donald Trump is rallying at Mount Rushmore with a fighter jet flyover and fireworks, which are banned in the area due to extreme forest fire potential. With 7,500 people expected, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, a staunch Trump ally, declared,
"We'll be giving out free face masks if they choose to wear one, but we won't be social distancing."
Face masks will not be required. This comeback event occurs as the U.S. suffers an explosion of COVID-19 cases and a charged national debate on how to deal with statues and symbols enshrining systemic racism. Tribal governments and activist organizations in the region are calling for the event's cancellation. Oglala Sioux President Julian Bear Runner told The Guardian newspaper, "The lands on which that mountain is carved and the lands he's about to visit belong to the Great Sioux Nation." Bear Runner added, "He doesn't have permission from its original sovereign owners to enter the territory at this time. It's going to cause an uproar if he comes here." Nick Tilson, Oglala Lakota organizer, said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour,
"The Black Hills are the Hosapa in our language. Is the place that we connect to Creator. It's a place we will pick our medicines. Our people have been traveling there for thousands of years in following the actual star constellations to go to our sacred sites at different times. And so this place is very, very, sacred to our people. And so the act of, one, stealing our land and then carving the faces of four white men who were colonizers, who committed genocide against indigenous people, is an egregious act of violence. And then, furthermore, for it to be celebrated as this shrine of democracy. You know, some people don't know. I mean, people talk about Abraham Lincoln as being one of the better presidents in the history of the country. Well, you know, people don't realize that on one end, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and then he also ordered the largest mass hanging in the history of the United States when he ordered the hanging of 38 Dakota people after the uprising in Dakota Territory in southern Minnesota. And so these parts of this history are the truth and the reality. And so this is an act of violence and aggression against us, and it's also pushing this falsehood narrative about American democracy when we actually really should be uplifting the truths of what happened throughout history and how those truths are directly connected to the disparities that exist today in society amongst indigenous people.
Trump's ill-timed, inflammatory spectacle is reminiscent of his failed June rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was scheduled to fall on Juneteenth, a day that celebrates the end of slavery in 1865, at a venue not far from the scene of one of the worst massacres of African Americans in U.S. history, the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. Under pressure, Trump moved his rally to June 20th, the day after Juneteenth. 1 million people pre-registered for the rally, but local police estimated less than 6,500 actually attended, with thousands of empty seats in the arena, and an outdoor stage built to accommodate 40,000 was empty. It was a public relations disaster of epic proportions for the Trump-Pence campaign. The U.S. government acknowledged tribal sovereignty over the Black Hills in two separate Fort Laramie treaties in 1851 and 1868, committing the land, quote, for the absolute and undisturbed use and occupancy of the Sioux, unquote. In the 1870s, gold was discovered there, and the U.S. Army drove the indigenous people out. The decades-long armed indigenous resistance to the waves of settler colonists effectively ended with the Army's brutal massacre of Lakota women, children, and the elderly at Wounded Knee on December 29, 1890. The resistance never died, though. Despite the poverty and violence institutionalized by the reservation system, in the late 1960s and 70s, occupations of Alcatraz Island and Wounded Knee highlighted Native American demands for justice. More recently, during the standoff at Standing Rock, representatives from over 200 tribes from throughout the Americas successfully delayed the Dakota Access Pipeline. Indigenous frontline resistance is still at the fore, continuing to challenge DAPL, as well as the Trump-approved Keystone XL pipeline, the Alberta tar sands in Canada, and at numerous resource extraction sites in the Amazon. Indian country has been particularly hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, and tribes have taken action to protect themselves. Both the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe and the Oglala Sioux enforced roadblocks, allowing in only reservation residents and guests. Governor Kristi Noem threatened legal action and appealed to the Trump administration for help. After the White House threatened to withhold COVID-19 relief funding, the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe filed suit against Trump in federal court. The case is pending. Cheyenne River Sioux tribe chairman Harold Frazier has joined Julian Bear Runner of the Oglala Sioux in calling for the removal of the Mount Rushmore Memorial. Said Frazier, "Nothing stands as a greater reminder to the great Sioux Nation of a country that cannot keep a promise or treaty than the faces carved into our sacred land on what the United States calls Mount Rushmore," unquote. Vigorous indigenous-led protests are planned. This week alone, Trump retweeted a video of a supporter shouting, "White power."
White power! Yeah, there you go, white power!
Trump also signed an executive order to preserve monuments, including Confederate statues. From Tulsa to the Black Hills, our white supremacist in chief fans the flames of racism he hopes will propel him to re-election. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.